I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your own show, A Muslim Lady.
A Muslim Lady. And I'm here, Razia Batul Najafi. Whenever you say A Muslim Lady, I feel so glad that Alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim lady and you're talking about this amazing topic.
Definitely, our listeners know that we are husband and wife, and it is a very, very great opportunity for us to test each other.
Exactly.
Whatever we say, do we apply and implement it in our house or no? So we are discussing the treatise of rights of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Until now, we have discussed the rights of a wife, where Imam alayhi salam beautifully but in very short some sentences he has explained that how rights she has.
Okay, I was just thinking, you know, it has I think only 3 or 4 sentences.
Yeah.
As a gift on the birthday of your wives, you can give this gift, you know, you can write it down on your card and she would love it. You can make the summary of it, you know, like I'm just giving you the summary, you know, whatever I have taken, you know, I feel more closer to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam after reading this amazing hadith and statement of Imam, that Imam is saying, as a wife, I'm the gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Definitely.
You know, I'm the source of peace. You know, look at my position. Sometimes wives, they say, who am I? I'm nothing. I'm just in kitchen. I'm just, you know, there to change the pampers of my kids. You know, my status is not that high. But come here. You know, look at the Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's perspective, that he's saying, I'm sakan, the source of peace.
Yeah.
I'm ni'mah. Therefore, my husband should respect
and
me.
Take care
not
of
only
it.
Respect, yeah. Gently, he should take care of me. And then he should be very, very passionate to me. And he should also feed me. Look at the, you know,
yeah.
Islam. I think it's too much.
Yeah, we can sit and talk hours and hours
exactly.
About these small issues, but very important. So in the last sentence, Imam was speaking about a very important principle in our life. Yeah, وَإِذَا جَهِلَتْ عَفَوْتَ عَنْهَا. Definitely we as a humans, we do mistakes. But the thing is, we should not pause upon the mistakes and think about it and keep repeating it and keep mentioning it and taking advantage of those mistakes. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, we husbands especially, we hijack our wives by mentioning these mistakes, you know. So Imam says, you know, you can make your house peaceful by ignoring your wife's mistakes.
That is very important,
yeah.
You know, ignoring. So sometimes we are thinking, why she's doing this, you know, that is her very weak point. So we are just thinking why she is like that. Imam is saying, don't have expectation of having a perfect wife, you know, without
definitely.
Mistakes. She will do mistakes, you know, definitely. That is practical.
Yeah.
But your duty is to afaw, you know, like to have af. And that
yeah.
generosity of forgiveness.
And by ignoring these mistakes, you can have a very, very high status in the eyes of your wife.
Oh, you will
yeah.
elevate your
yourself.
Status. Exactly.
Somehow you are having the benefit of ignoring You know, if you ignore your wife's mistakes, then she will respect you a lot.
You know, I remember the hadith. It says, Al-Hilmu Ashira. You know, what does it mean? It means the one who has endurance, you know, forbearance.
Forbearance,
the quality of Hilm, having so much passion, is like a community. Like it supports, like if whole community is supporting you and everyone is, you know, in opposition of me, so you are more stronger than me because everyone is supporting you. I'm all alone. So by having the beautiful attribute and quality of Hilm and forbearance, you are the winner, you know. So your point is absolutely right, that when you are forgiving me and ignoring my mistake, you are elevating your status in the eyes of Allah and people.
Yeah, that's why they say actions speak louder than words. Maybe you express your love towards your wife, that you will get respect. But by ignoring her mistakes, you can get more respect from her.
That's why
in our children's upbringing, we emphasize upon this principle a lot, that taghaful, if you ignore your son's mistake, your daughter's mistake, especially the teenagers, where in this stage they are very sensitive.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, taking reactions, if we ignore, it keeps a very, very big impact in their lives, in their behaviors. Likewise, between husband and wife. So mostly because husband has a, you know, big role and a lot of responsibilities.
Authority.
And wife has, usually Islam also said that she has to keep the duties of home mostly.
I totally agree with you that whenever it comes to af and forgiveness, we feel that if we forgive someone, that person will not appreciate, that person take for granted of it, and that person will become more bold, and we are the loser because we are seeking forgiveness. We are saying, okay, you know, whatever you do, you know, you have your own freedom. So because we don't understand the benefit of af and forgiveness, therefore we don't practice it. We feel if we talk, if we fight, we will be more in comfort, and that is totally wrong, and that is harmful for us and for myself and for my wife too, you know, for both of us. So fight and always pointing on mistakes of your spouse is harmful for both, for only, you know, wife.
Yeah, if you have children, definitely it will, you know, affect your children's
life.
Yeah,
you know, whatever
also.
We say, we are the first one who's listening, you know, like if I say badly, why you are so lazy, for example. I don't like the way you are so lazy. You know, food is not ready always. You know, you are late in cooking. Your cooking is not good. So I'm listening first. Then you are listening. So I'm the listener. I'm always talking negative. So there are so many negative waves. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is emphasizing a lot that if you want to have positivity and full of energy life, full of light and nur and love and respect and peace and happiness, pleasure, which we are looking for it, so فَإِذَا جَهِلَتْ عَفَوْتَ عَنْهَا. That is the key point.
Now, unfortunately, I know a lot of people for taking this positive energy, they write different English words on their walls or English sayings. They say this gives you peace and, you know, positive
good
energy.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know positive energy comes from your own words, from your own actions, you know. The way you speak, the way you behave with your wife and children, it gives the positive or negative energy. If you are speaking positively with the husn-e-khulq, with good manners, good etiquette, it will give you the positive energy.
Yeah.
But if you are speaking with your children, with your wife, negatively, the negative energy will get spreaded in your home,
sure,
and you will get the same negative. So that's why Islam emphasizes upon the husn-e khulq.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I remember nowadays it's very fashion that every second person has a beautiful calligraphy of verses of Quran, you know, in a big frame. And for example, I have seen literally the ayah, the verse of Qulu linnasi husna. You know, it's there on the wall only. Yeah, and the thing, the positive energy will come. Yeah, will come when we practice.
Practice, definitely.
Yeah, it will shower up, yeah? Yeah, if we don't practice, the worse is there. But the light, you know, we are making the barrier.
Yeah.
So when we say, قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى, you know, one day I was just sitting and I was just listing the way Allah has talked about the qualities of qawl, you know, our way of talking. You know, very easily we are using our tongue in this world, but we don't know the impact.
Yeah.
The powerful, the deep impact of our wordings. So the same tongue is there.
Yeah. That's why they say about our tongue that jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. Yeah, it's in size, it is very small.
The size of tongue
size
is
of
very
tongue,
small.
Yeah. Some centimeters, but its impact is very, very big and vast.
Crimes
are vast. Crimes, and in positive way also, if you use politely, gently, if you use good tongue, its impacts are also beautiful and very positive. So it also leads us to a very peaceful life in our family, between husband, wife, and children. If husband speaks to wife gently and politely and ignores her mistakes, definitely our children will also learn from them. That's why in tarbiyah and upbringing our children, always our ulama, our fuqaha, they emphasize upon practical tarbiyah.
Yeah.
Upbringing. The actions we do, children learn from us, not
wording. Okay, I really want to ask one question from our listeners, that whenever you get upset from your spouses, how do you react? You know, we have to check ourselves. I'm checking myself. How do I react? My reaction comes in my thoughts, my speak, my action. You know, whenever we are in the mood of anger, you know, it's like a fire. How we extinguish the fire? By water, or by mud, and by some
sand,
or by escaping, or by screaming. So How do we deal? Inshallah, we are going to talk about this amazing topic in our next episode, yeah?
So our listeners can write their answers to us, and they can email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they can go to different social media applications and they can leave comments and suggestions there. So thank you so much for being with us. I enjoyed myself a lot, and I hope our listeners also enjoyed. And inshallah, we all have to try to implement and apply these beautiful rules in our life. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
Allah, Allah, Allahu Akbar.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.